This is the 25th day of February, and the phone line with us to take a look at the agricultural futures markets, Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, we have just a week and a day to our all-day ag outlook. Let's start there because we have, only about 18 tickets left, and we're going to sell those through Wednesday. Whatever's left will be left. We will not sell tickets at the door, so if those folks are out there that haven't gotten a ticket yet and want one, they should dial right now at 217-333-7300. Take me through the trade for the overnight and day trade today, Kurt.
I'm surprised nobody's bought those tickets and put them on StubHub and tried to get a little premium for it, because that will be a good event next week, Todd.
Well, they're $25. I'll tell you what, why don't you put them up there and see what happens.
Hey, Pete! I got Pete thinking over there about this. So. Pete, our leader, he might get on that.
Oh,
man.
There you go. There you go.
Okay, back to your original question. Sorry about that. But beans, sort of the dynamic market today. I think we saw a lot of unwinding of the long bean short corn spread today. And the beans, were a little overbought from last week's explosion to the upside. And I think we saw a lot of unwinding of that long position. Fundamentally, we're seeing a little bit better weather in the southern hemisphere. Fundamentally, we're heard talk of bird flu in Mexico. Also, there's talk of China releasing some beans out of the reserve and canola out of the reserve, trying to free up some stocks here until the southern hemisphere gets a little bit more aligned to get some beans into their country. They were a buyer of beans. They'll probably be a buyer's more inventories. The price goes lower and through here. The key is kind of watch today's lows. The back end went and sort of filled the chart gap we left last week on the big up move. Also, it met some downside price objectives here. So I wouldn't be surprised as we move through the weekend here if beans do trade lower, we'll see a little bit of buy enthusiasm to see a recovery. I don't believe we're going to rally big or anything, but beans are in a position where we're going to create a trading range that's going to offer opportunity for both the bull and the bear here over the next several weeks, Todd.
And I suspect you'll probably tell me something similar for at least old crop corn. And might part of that be due to two reasons. There's short supply, maybe much of it in at least the southern part of the state of Illinois and the southern Midwest that has some problems in the corn. And then the second part is that it's just terribly short all over the Midwest at this point.
You know, and I think that's where the producer has the upper hand on knowledge. I think the producer holds the trump card here. I'm kind of excited about the old crop corn, especially as we go into deliveries here. The technical guys, I don't think, realize that it's tight. And what's happening is, if you look at the chart, there's going to be a tremendous amount of buy stops put above last Monday's highs. And I believe that, you know, we create a little demand here, a little tightness in the delivery situation. We get this old crop above last week's highs. The technician is going to view that as a breakout. Or buy programs going to kick in to push the market higher. I'm not talking, 50 cents up or anything, but I think there's some things brewing in here where we can have a little bit of a bounce in the corn market here as we go into the first week of March, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Then when you look further down the line, of course, given a normal growing season, I suppose we need to start there anyway. We'll have a pretty good supply, except that if it comes in at the normal time, we'll be coming up with a short corn supply that may not be in very good condition, back to the aflatoxin issue.
Yeah, I mean, the old crop's pretty well gone, but yet the demand's not there. For the first time in history, the end user said no. And they're in that mindset here that they're not going to chase the market or pay up. So they will be eager buyers as we move into this new crop year. Like you mentioned there, the earlier corn's probably going to get the better bids as they work to recover some inventory. The biggest play is probably new crop basis. I don't believe you should be a seller of a large amount of cash forward contracts unless you're locking in profit, because I believe that basis is going to firm up. That does not mean price probably will go higher, but I think if you put a price floor with paper, you can capture anywhere from 25 to 30 cents. by managing on paper versus the cash market. The thing about new crop is if you look at the USDA outlook numbers, they're doubling exports. They're painting a bigger, better picture on demand, which, you know, we really need to have to offset maybe the bigger potential of production we're going to be faced with as we move into 2013 growing season.
Hogs have been facing a downward marketplace. Anything in the future for them that looks brighter than what they've seen for a while?
Well, we need a some type of recovery here. The slide has put us back to the last summer's lows. We kind of feel we're in hunt of a bottoming through here. Seasonally, we'll see demand pick up as we go into spring. We're under the opinion that another dollar or two down in the leans warrants a speculative long position with the idea we can move back into the mid-86 level basis to April contract in the lead here.
Now on Friday, a cattle on feed report came out. What you think of those numbers?
Well, when you look at them, it continues to emphasize that things are going to be tighter as we move down the road. You know, we saw some good movement in through here. The thing we've got to continue to watch more than anything is this export demand. Per capita consumption continues to deteriorate here in the U.S., and a lot of the cream of the crop is the export to overseas buyers, so we need to continue to make sure they're comfortable buying U.S. beef.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Todd.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.